I know in the summer, you know, watching Demaryius, I just thought, okay, you know, he's ready to have a big year, and obviously the injuries and all that didn't go his way. Can he still salvage something out of this year, do you think? And if so, what do you look for here in his last 6 games?
I'm just looking forward to the next game right now, you know, the guys that are going to line up and help us win. And so I'm not looking for a totality of a season for any individual. I'm looking to try to win one game, and that's what we're focused on right now.
How hard is it going to be for him, for a young player in general, really, especially at corner, to miss several weeks, a few weeks, and then come back and produce right off the bat, especially from a rhythm and rust standpoint?
Well, I mean, that's what we get paid for. So, you know, nobody really cares about the rust or what have you. The only thing that really matters is how you perform on game day. And hopefully when he does come back, he can give us the plays that we need to give us a winning performance. We haven't had those such plays right as of yet. So, you know, whenever he does come back, hopefully he can bring those type of plays. Yeah.
I know you're not looking for excuses, but how hard has this been for you when you've gone from a veteran room to a group where you got to focus a lot on a couple of draft picks to get them ready, and then all of a sudden those guys aren't there either, and Sam's gone, and now you kind of had to go to, I don't want to say plan B, but guys who might not have exactly been in the team's plans to play marquee roles?
I mean, it's not necessarily hard on me. I mean, I'm not doing a very good job of getting guys to produce on game day. You know, that's what it all comes down to. I mean, what they do in practice, they've had some really nice practices, but at the end of the day, we get paid to win football games, okay? And it's my job, no matter who goes out there, to make sure they're executing and playing at a level that we can win games and making splash plays. That's what we are typically known for. I tell my guys, as long as the quarterback plays well and the cornerback plays well, we'll win here at the Green Bay Packers. And I firmly believe that. Well, we have to play better, all right? And I don't care who goes out there, and I have to coach better. And so I'm not going to make any excuses, all right? It's time to make plays. It's time to get it done. And we can do it. And if we want to have the success that we're going to have, we better do it. So that's as simple as that.
What gives you the confidence that you guys can do it?
Because the way we work, you know. I mean, we put the work into it. Now, like I said, the only thing that matters is how you play on game day and how you perform on game day. But the mood in the building is outstanding. There hasn't been any panic. The head coach has given us the confidence with his demeanor to simply say, hey, guys, let's go get it done. All right. We as coaches have done it before. Now, the men in my room, none of them were there 2 years ago when we went to the NFC Championship. None of them were there for the Super Bowl. So they haven't experienced, you know, some of the ups and downs that we have as a staff, all right? But it's our job to make sure that we can get them to the point of just winning one football game right now, and that's Philly. That's the only thing we need to focus on, and then we'll worry about the next one after that. But it's time for us to make splash plays. It's time for us to get off the field. It's time for us and I don't think anybody's made any excuses for anything. We just haven't gotten it done, and it's time to get it done because we're capable.
You've been around football all your life. You mentioned the positive attitude. Is that a hard thing to do when things aren't going the way you want it to go? Is it hard to keep the positive attitude?
You know, not for me, because I look at it like this. When things aren't going your way, and if you panic at that time, you're definitely going to lose. All right, you're definitely going to fail with whatever it is. If it's a test, if whatever it is, you're not going to be successful. When things aren't going your way, that's the time you got to refocus and look at what do I do best. Okay, where are my strengths, and let me make sure I'm capitalizing on that and make sure I'm in the moment. I'm going to bet on me. I'm going to bet on the situation that I can get it done. And then if I don't get it done, I'll go back and evaluate why I came up short. But when you're in the moment, that's not the time to panic. That's the time to step up and say, hey, I'm the guy to get it done. And that's what we need. We need somebody to step up and say, hey, I'm that guy. I don't care who it is. Somebody needs to do it.
Rob, I should look to Demaryius right off the bat. How about Quinton's injury? How much of that you know, delay his or curtail his development, do you think?
His injury?
Yeah.
I look at it like this, and I think I've said it since I've been here. When you get on the field, nothing else matters. You got to play. You know, you got to play. So if you don't feel that you're capable of putting a winning performance, don't be on the field, all right? I think Quentin has felt that he's capable of giving us winning performances. That's why he's playing, all right? So I'm not going to – I got to do a better job of getting some of his technical things correct, but his physical health, you know, that's not in my arena. That's in the trainer's arena and how he feels.
But you're talking about training, though. I mean, if you miss 3 weeks, I would think that probably is going to impact, especially for a young guy like him, mm-hmm. everything else that matters, right, as far as technique and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to need to be out there working, but – at the same time, I'm a very simple guy when it comes to game day. You know, either you're ready to go or you can't. And so I don't get into, you know, the other part of it because I'm not a trainer. I don't under, you know, if he can practice, he can practice, and I'll get him ready. If he can't, he can't. If he can play, he can. If he can't, I'll work on somebody else. And I know I'm not necessarily answering the question the way you want it, but that's how I feel. So. That's the best answer I can give you.
Joe, you talk about needing someone to step up and make plays. You see a lot more than we do privately behind the scenes. Have you seen anyone close to doing that? Is there someone in your room that's close to doing that, in your opinion?
Well, close doesn't matter. We need to get it done, okay? We don't need anything to be close. We need to make the play. We need to not have a penalty when we're in a critical situation. We need to make sure on a third down stop we can get it stopped. If the ball touches our hands, we need to get an interception. If we sacking the quarterback, he has one hand on the ball, it needs to be a sack fumble. We all need to make pivotal plays in important situations. I'm not just talking about my room. I'm talking about the whole team. That's what we have to do. And so I'm not looking for close. Close is going to get you at home. We need to win.
You think
can I don't care who it is. I don't care. I don't care who it is. Whoever wants to make a play needs to make it. It doesn't matter who it is.
Hey, Joe, I know you're obviously focused on the guys that, you know, we have to play this week, but I also know how much you feel for Sam and your mm-hmm. relationship with him. What's he going through right now? Where do you think he's at mentally, just with everything?
Well, you know, Sam, that's, like you said, that's more of a personal deal because, you know, him and William Gay are probably two of the guys that I'm closest to that I've coached. And I just want to make sure that when he comes back, he's Sam Shields and the person. That's all I care about. And right now, that's what he's taking care of. He's with his family. He's with his little girls. And I know they're bringing him plenty of joy at this moment. And that's the best place for him, you know. And the football part of it is going to take care of itself. But He's meant a lot to me over the past couple of years, and I'm just looking forward to having him back around and being around him because he's a fun guy. He's a good guy to be with, and he brings so much to this team.
Joe, you said when he comes back, do you believe he's going to come back and
play? Well, when I say come back, I'm talking about just, you know, being around us, you know, and I'm not worried about the football aspect of it right now. I'm just worried about Sam Shields, the person. And making sure that he's the guy that I met in 2010. You know, that's the only thing I care about.
Hey, Joe, in the same vein with Demetri, I know how high you were on him right from the get-go. On Meech.
Meech.
Yeah. Just how tough was that to see, and where was he kind of in terms of his development?
It was a rough injury. I mean, and Meech was coming. One thing that Meech gives you, he's extremely tough. He's going to work extremely hard in everything he does. You know, he gives you that spark plug, that energy, that in that room that you need. And I hate for anybody to get hurt, especially when you hurt your lower extremities for a defensive back. So, you know, it's going to be rough, but he has the mindset that he can get it done. He's going to train extremely hard. He's going to rehab, and I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to be back playing football and working at a high level to help us win on down the road.